So you were talking before about your
an uncle that died.
Yes, well, I don't really know very much about Uncle David, but evidently he was a very great friend of my mother's. You see, she was the third daughter. Well, she had a brother beside her, and he took Porterfield out in the Tyree there, and I don't think they could get a doctor in time for him.
This you don't know what he died things. Of?
No, I don't know. It was sort of all measles or something or other, I think, just sort of, something that he needed doctors for, and he died.
How old was he?
He was 18. And I just know that he was 18. You didn't hear very much about it, but my mother always seemed to... She gave me that impression that David was like her child, as it were.
Because he would have been younger.
Was he?
I'm not sure if he was younger or he was older, but whichever it was, they were very close together, you see. But then you see, Madge, she got married and went to Australia. She lived in Australia for quite some time.
Gee.
Then they came back to New Zealand.
Would that have been considered wild in all the ex-cons?
Well, I really don't. I just know that she was in Australia, and I think she was in the lonely part of Australia. She wasn't in one of the cities, what I remember from tales.
Right. She married an Australian?
She married a New Zealander, a Cagle, you see. From
yes.
Oh, so
he would be a great uncle or something or other of the...
Dear old... Oh, yes, David and Cagle. Uncle George.
Mm. Yes, Uncle George was her son.
Yes, I see.
And she married George, and they were in Australia doing I don't know what. But anyway, he came back to New Zealand, and he was the accountant in the firm in Dunedin, in Christchurch. Can't remember
Chambers.
The name. Chambers, that's right. John Chambers. He worked for John Chambers.
This is your aunt.
Aunt Madge. And Madge married George and had a son, George.
It used to be called Georgie. Old George and young George. Right. It was Georgie. Mm. And she also had three daughters.
Yes.
It was Isabel.
Yes.
And Violet. And Hazel.
Aren't they lovely old names?
Wonderful names. Very great old names, yes. And
then your mother?
And then the next one was Isabella. It was Isabel, you see.
Yes.
Or Belle, she was commonly called. And I don't really... Oh, wait a minute. She was at one time in charge of the tea rooms in the DIC.
Auntie Belle?
Auntie Belle was, yeah.
Really? Didn't know that.
Mm. And I think she was a terrific worker, and she was very particular and very... Everything had to be just perfect. So whether Alec Stewart saw her and thought she'd make a good publican's wife, I don't know, but he married her. Anyway, she married Alec Stewart, who lived
in Milton.
I don't know whether he lived in Milton, but they did have a business in Milton. They were...
A hotel.
A hotel in Milton. I can't remember the name of the hotel, but a lot of, you see, early records of places in Milton, and he's the publican. But there's two or three others, of course. I mean,
yes.
Busy place in those days.
Yes.
I suppose that would be the gold people coming through, you see, for Lawrence and up into the centre.
Yes, you'd get lots of coaches
and needing to have a hotel.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And it was wet, of course, in those days.
Yes,
it was down past the nook, though, on the left. You saw the old trapdoors where they'd roll the kegs in.
That was
the girls' hostel, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was YWCA hostel. Later became that.
Oh,
and anyway, then they came to Christchurch.
To
Dunedin. And they lived at... he bought the...
Law Courts Hotel.
No, not the Law Courts. The Prince's Hotel. Prince's Hotel, it was called. That was on the main road there, on George Street. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there for quite some time, and they had little Harvey was born, who was a terrible baby. He yelled all the time. And my mother used to say she used to run from her job at...
Mr. Blakey.
To the hotel and take the baby. She'd walk the floor with the baby while Auntie Belle was scratching some food together to eat.
Mm. Well, that's the cause of all my
problems. Yeah, but look, that's you've laid it at your own door now.
She looks legit, though. But, take all the responsibility.
She only had the one. Now, I don't know.
Oh, she learned a lesson. Women do.
And then later on, he bought the Law Courts Hotel, which was a great thing to have done.
Didn't he buy the land?
No. Oh. He bought it was a hotel, and the there was the Law Courts on Stewart Street, which ran right down to the railway station. Or also, he could have bought the Leviathan, which is on the other corner. And anyway, he chose Law Courts, and of course, it was just all the difference in the world. Because when the council decided to build the railway station where it was just up from the Law Courts Hotel.
The new railway.
He backed the right horse.
And that's where we used to go when we went to the Needle quite often.
Yes.
I can remember going to the Law Courts for lunch. We'd go to
No, I don't think we. Which I think there'd be a way from
Savoy.
The Savoy. But you see, he would be almost dead about the time when we would be going down to the Uncle Alec died.
I can only remember Auntie Belle. Do you remember Auntie Belle?
No, I don't think you would. I think she gave me some money when babies were coming, but Elizabeth would never remember.
Because I can only just remember Auntie Belle.
Is this Auntie Belle,
the thinner one, the middle one, I think she is.
She's on
the artistic one. Mm. She was a wonderful publican's wife. You know, everything was beautiful, and in those days they were very particular. She had a staff. She used to say it was her staff, and I really think it was because she had her staff that was so well trained, and they'd have done anything for her. She was she would be a strict boss, but a very, very good one if she had the right feel.
Mm.
She used to talk about Lizzie was her housemaid, and Lizzie used to measure the length to pull the blinds down on all the bedrooms so that all the bedrooms looked out when they were done.
The outside.
Mm-hmm. No guesswork, they had to be measured on at least on her duster. But they were marvellous. Yeah. And now, for instance, I got a doll. I can remember getting a celluloid doll. And the staff of Auntie Belle's all made this doll clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Crocheted coat, I remember Lizzie had made, and something else.
Mm-hmm.
But they were really the old staff. And she had Mary for the cook. And Mary was the third daughter. And she was trained as a cook. Well, she trained as a cook under her sister. And her sister had been trained under Mary, under the first sister.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real family affair. So they were wonderful cooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.